This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. It is hard to say what the standard path to pop stardom is these days, but maybe Jessie Ware's story can give us an idea. She spent her early 20s doing journalism and TV production until a musician friend a few years ago asked her to go out on tour with him as a backup singer. That led to vocal work on some dance tracks with London DJs, which led to her own recording contract. Jessie Ware's debut album, Devotion, released last year in the UK, was both a great critical success and a hit. And now it's just being released in the US. Jessie Ware is here with me now. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
You've just come to the United States. You've been here 3 days.
Yeah, we came straight from Paris where we finished our European tour. So it's kind of straight into the American tour.
How glamorous.
Yeah, it does sound glamorous. It wasn't that glamorous when I was vomiting on the plane because I'd eaten too much steak tartare.
Nice. But,
you know, hey, probably not what you needed to know.
So it is the internet age. This album has been online and hearable by would-be American fans for months and has been reviewed favorably by all the important music blogs. Why this 8-month wait from UK European release to now?
I guess I didn't have a reason to come to America early on because I didn't know whether I had any interest here. So there was no point in spending a load of money schlepping over here and then nobody to know who I was. So I think we just kind of waited. And luckily, it got received really well, the album. And it meant that I could come here and start again, really.
And the necessary pivot to being the star in terms of performance and doing interviews and all that, was that easy?
I always found the interviews really easy because I chat too much anyway, so that was never a problem. The performance stuff, I'm learning. I was quite an apologetic performer right at the beginning because I was like, oh, nobody knows these songs and, oh God, is it self-indulgent? How do I keep them interested? But, you know, I'm now selling out shows and people are coming to see me, so hopefully they know some of the songs and they like them. So it feels a bit easier now.
Will you play one?
Yes.
What will you do?
Wildest Moments.
Excellent.
Okay.
You and I, bloodlines, we come together every time. Two wrongs, no rights, we lose ourselves in night. From the outside, everyone must be wondering why we try. Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. Wait on the thunder sky. Wherever there's smoke, there'll soon be fire. And what could bring bad luck? I've been looking at you too much. From the outside, everyone must be wondering why we try. Why do we try? Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. In the middle of it, We walk the line, looking back and see how wild is moments. Are you thinking, what if? What if we've ruined it all? My wrecking ball from the outside, everyone must be wondering why we tried. Why do we try? Because baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, we could be the greatest. Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all. Baby, in our wildest moments, we could be the greatest, we could be the greatest. Maybe in our wildest moments, we could be the worst of all.
Lovely. That was Jesse Ware on vocals with Joe Newman on guitar playing Wildest Moments from Jesse's debut album, Devotion. It's striking to me how different this lovely unplugged acoustic version of this song sounds from this highly produced recording.
Yeah.
You're almost like two different people.
I mean, this song in particular, we wrote this song on a guitar and it had a real country feel to it. And then I kind of hardened it up with the kind of more hip hop beat. And like, but you know, I love singing this one acoustically just because I think the song kind of can speak for itself, if I say so myself.
It does. And I'm sure people listening to the lyrics think it's a love song, must be about a romantic partner, but it's not, right? It's about a friend.
It is a love song, but it's about my best friend, Sarah. Yeah.
And what does she think of it?
She loves it. And I think she's really proud of me. And she's been the most supportive friend about, she's very critical and I care about what she thinks so much. And she's taught me so much about music. And then for me to write this song that people seem to like and it to be about her, I think she's pretty chuffed.
You said you were a nervous wreck though when you started writing. When did you get over that?
I think it started to come together when I met the right people to write with. It really is about that chemistry in a room with somebody and feeling you can trust somebody with getting it wrong or your words or understanding what you're trying to say. And my manager had met Dave at a barbecue, Dave Akumu, my producer. And he said, oh, I think you'll get on with Jesse. And so we go into the studio and it was like almost like a therapy session as soon as we met. And I was like, oh God, I just don't know how to do it. And he said, you know, songwriting's like purple bananas. It just doesn't make sense. It's so weird to go in a room with somebody who you don't know, maybe, and to try and create this beautiful thing. It varies. When I was being a dance vocalist, I was getting beats and it would be like, trying to keep up and like go with it. But, you know, the joy of writing for yourself is that you can start from scratch.
And you don't play an instrument?
No.
Will you?
If I ever cut these false nails off, Joe, my guitarist, says he'll teach me, but I have to get rid of the false nails and I just can't part with them at the moment, which is terrible, isn't it, and vain?
Well, vanity is, you know, part of being a pop diva as you
become one, I guess, right? I'm going to get rid of them or I'm just going to learn classical guitar or Spanish guitar.
And you use them. 10 picks.
Exactly.
Will you play another song?
Yes.
What's this one?
This is Running.
Excellent.
Okay.
Your words alone could drive me to a thousand tears. All the same words that kept me here for all the years. I'm lost again, it's happening. When you're around, I just go weak. All I want to know is in your chihuahua. Then I never want to leave. Ready to run, ready to fall. Think I'm ready to lose it all. Ready to run, ready to fall. Think I'm ready to lose it all. Ooh. Keep me running, keep me running. Keep me running, keep me running. Keep me running, keep me running. Keep me running. You keep me. Find us. and I'm lost again. It keeps happening, but when I'm around you, when I'm around you, I just go weak. All I wanna know is it mutual? Am I ready to run? Am I ready to fall? Think I'm ready just to lose it all. You keep me running, keep me running, you keep me running.
That was Running from Jesse Ware's debut album, Devotion, which comes out April 16th in the United States. Joe Newman was playing guitar. That is one of a bunch of songs on this record in which I hear 80s echoes, yeah. You know, Sade or Whitney Houston or Annie Lennox or somebody. You were six when the decade ended. Were you just listening to old music as you grew up?
Whitney Houston, we used to play the tapes all the time. The album which had like "I'm Your Baby Tonight" and "My Name Is Not Susan," and we'd be singing all these songs in the back of the car and be like, "My name is not Susan," but kind of
how
that,
cute,
yeah, quite cute. But yeah, I think you know I've really appreciated Annie Lennox as an older person going back to that album Diva and just being like, wow. These are great songs. And Sade, yeah, I kind of fell more in love with her in my 20s.
Uh-huh. So what is it with South London right now? I mean, it's sort of like when Brooklyn became a musical epicenter 15 years ago. Now, I mean, you, your schoolmate Florence of The Machine, Adele, The XX, why did this suddenly become this wellspring?
I don't know. And everyone asks me this. And I can't really answer it. Maybe it's that seeing our friends getting signed, I think it inspires. It can happen. It can happen if you work hard.
And you're also friends with the giant of pop, Adele, as well.
Yes.
So you joining them as the three hottest pop singers in the UK now, I mean, that's kind of extraordinary. You should go start a premature supergroup or something.
Who would get lead? I think Adele would have to. I'd be back. I'd be happy to be back in singer. It'd be cool.
There you go. Jesse Ware, thank you for coming into Studio 360.
Cheers. Thanks for having me.
Jesse Ware's Devotion is out in the U.S. this week. She's on tour in North America this month. You can see some video of her performance today online at studio360.org.